The current spoiler warning level is crimson.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of crimson. We're talking about a machine from Iron-Blooded Orphans, and then some other machines that are also from Iron-Blooded Orphans and Urder Hunt. So, all spoilers. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG. My therapist says Uma Lightning isn't real and can't hurt me. I'm Six Stepmar.
Uma Lightning is real and, well, okay, probably still can't hurt you, but motherfucker's name is Horse Lightning. Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm here. His name is Horse Lightning.
Well, no. I'm looking at the... Oh, I never realized this. It's Yuma.
Oh, is it Yuma?
It's the katakana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always assumed Uma because my brain is just reading that as a Japanese word.
Because it's Japanese, yeah. No.
But no. Huh. Okay. All right, so he's not Horse Lightning then. Damn, that's a little less fun. I was hoping he was Horse Lightning.
No, he's just like decaf Johnny Ridden.
He has a cool color scheme, though, and I like his Gelgoo, so who can say whether he's real or fake?
He's fake.
Yeah, fake.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. I said it. Yeah, you did it. You did it. That's fair.
Let's roll some dice and see what we're talking about this week.
Yeah, yeah. What will we get? Will we get the Jurik?
Nani ga deru kana?
That's my Faust from Guilty Gear.
Oh.
I gotta re-roll.
Oh?
No, I'm not. I'll roll with it. I realized... it's fine.
What is it?
I realized I shouldn't have rolled a D8, that's all. I was like, oh, I should have used a bigger die than this. It's fine. Oh. I did it. Here we are.
Oh, okay, I see. So you're just, you were...
I was like, this wasn't a fair roll, and I was like, oh, who cares? We're just trying to find something to talk about.
Yeah.
This is just what we do.
I was gonna say, this doesn't really matter either way.
I don't remember this thing at all.
What is it?
This is neat looking. Your model number is IPP-66305. And you might guess from the model number, but this is an Ippei Gyobu design.
Can you repeat the number?
IPP-66305.
66305. I have no fucking clue. That's a weird one. Okay. Can you tell me what show?
I mean, it's Ippei Gyobu. That narrows
it. Well, that
down
narrows
a lot,
it a bit. I don't think. Okay. I don't think that's a G Witch number. From the ones I remember.
It's not a G Witch number. It is IBO.
Okay, it is IBO. What the fuck has IPP in IBO? What the hell?
Irritable Bowel Orphan.
Okay. I'm not going to get this. Can you tell me what. Dumb question. Well, no, hold on. You said it's an Ippei design from IBO, right?
Yes, I did say that.
It's not the Shiden. I know that.
Correct.
It's not a Gundam.
I will also note, you definitely put this on this list, because I've never heard of this. And by never heard of this, I mean, I probably saw it.
I was going to say, wait, did you watch the anime? Because is this something from
the
anime?
Oh, it's... It says it is, but... I'm not... Yeah, I guess it is. I'm seeing it from the anime. I just forgot about this entirely.
Okay, something forgettable from the anime. Just trying to think. What the hell? Ippei design... Okay, so Ippei design, it's not a Gundam. It's... Okay, is it... It's not a roadie, right?
It is not a roadie.
Okay, so it's not the Garm roadie, because that one I could see someone forgetting, because those were only in, like, a couple episodes. Is it the... What is it? Hugo?
It's the Hugo.
Okay. Yeah, these are used by the Pirate Boys. I forgot what they're even called. There's three of them. Yep.
JPT Trust? No, this is the Dawn Horizon Corps.
Yeah.
These are neat.
See, those are the guys that do use the Garm roadies. I forgot. Okay. Look, I haven't watched the beginning of season two in a while. Okay, the Hugo. Yeah, this is a weirdo. On one hand, I can see why people would forget about it. On the other hand, I have a Gunpla, so I wouldn't forget. I don't remember the model.
They made a Gunpla of this?
Yeah. Of all of them, they did the orange one as a regular release, and they did a P Bandai, which I believe was a two pack of the other two colors.
It's a totally neat design, but it's like,
yeah, no, it's a cool one. Like it. Well, it's the only hexaframe thing that got a model, if I remember right, too. Because the hexaframe is like the least used of the frames, in IBO. All right, so the Hugo. You know what, I'm gonna have to expand this episode. We'll just talk about all the weirdos with hexaframes, because, as you may have noticed, this is not related to anything. I do have some fun stuff with it, because I have, you know, the concept art book, so I have some early concepts for this design. So, the Hugo, it's a mobile suit from season 2 of IBO, as we have mentioned. We don't really know what a standard color version of it is, because, technically speaking, all of the ones we see are customs. We see, you know, the default one, the main one, the one that got the Gunpla, is Sandoval's colors, so I'll probably describe it using those. Alright, so, starting with the head, what we have here is a triple visor type head. It's the head is actually, like, square on the inside, and you can see, like, the triple visor, but it's wearing a huge helmet, almost like... What it reminds me of is, like, some kind of... It almost looks like a Metal Gear that's been hollowed out or something, right? Like the Rex or the Sahelanthropus. Like, the head has been hollowed out and put over this.
Or some of the less, like, overwhelming Ewok heads, almost.
Yeah. So it's a very... The head on the outside, though, the armor, is very boxy. Has an interesting shape. Very flat top of the head. If you're looking at it from the top, if it's looking forward, it's... kind of like triangular pointing forward, like just looking at it from the top. Same thing with like the back of the head, it's very flat. It does have missiles in the head, which you can see the hatches for on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it using once, and I don't remember what they even did. So, yeah, weird head, though, overall. And then it has, I guess, what you would call, like, chin armor, but it's not really a chin. It extends all the way down to the front of the torso. Like, it protects over the front of the torso. It's really weird. This thing has a very strange design. By the way, on the hexaframe, the cockpit, there is a cockpit hatch on the top of the head. I don't know if it elevators down into the torso or what, but it is, it doesn't have a cockpit in the chest. It must be in the head, actually, I think, because if you look at, like, even, like, the frame there, like, the hexaframe, the chest doesn't really have a thing for a cockpit, I don't think. Or at least, they're elevatored into, like, the back of the torso, it looks like, but it's not, like, front, it's not a front hatch. It's not your usual mobile suit front hatch. Looking at the torso, though, it's a weird torso, because the front of the armor plate that you would expect to be, like, the front torso is not actually a part of the torso, it's part of the head. Which is weird. So the parts of the torso that are armored, you have, what you have are two orange bits of armor, on the front of it, or on the sides of it, and that's basically it. Other than that, it's mostly frame. Like, if you're looking at the model kit, here, just to show you, I mean, obviously this has some of the armor taken off as well, but, like, it doesn't actually have any other armor anyway besides that orange. And then the other part on the back, like, when you're looking at, like, this picture, that's from the backpack. So it's basically all frame. And it being an IBO yeah. frame, it's a good-looking frame. It's got, you know, you've got a big structure in the middle with a little bit of bend with two pistons connecting. And, you know, on the high grade, this is static, but obviously, given the design, it would be able to, like, do, like, a bit of a crunch on the torso because, you know, the pistons would move. And you could see where, like, there would be the bend. But, yeah, just two yellow pieces of armor that are on either side. For the shoulders, we have huge shoulders, really large shoulders. So they, for the Sandoval colors, they start off with a little bit of blue at the base, of the shoulder. Then the middle shoulder armor is mostly white. And what happens is at the end of the shoulder, it has a bit of an opening, in which there's a blue, another blue piece inset. The blue piece is also connected to a set of double thrusters, and then they're able to move, like, up and down. Yeah.
I guess they're blue. There's some red in them, but not very much. But it's a strange blue.
I was going to say, if you look at the model kit, especially, I feel like... I mean, you know.
The model kit, it's eggplant.
I guess that is eggplant. See, I was reading it as kind of like a navy blue on the model, like
I think there's too much red in there to be a navy blue. I think, like, the on the actual on the sete, it feels closer to a gray blue, mm-hmm. but then there's still the red in there. It's always got, like, some eggplantiness going on.
But yeah, so with the shoulders though, you have, like, these double thrusters that are I like them. And then...
You know they don't call it eggplant some places?
Aubergine?
Yeah. It's a cooler name.
Anyway, for the arm, the upper arm is very small and also is kind of a weird shape. It's not a square, it's a circle, which just, you know, usually you get square biceps so much in Gundam. So just having, like, a circular armor is interesting. Visible double joint going on with the arm there. For the forearms, you have a little bit of the inner frame showing. You have, like, a, like, wire or a cable, like, sticking out on the part of the arm facing forward there. The rest of the armor is just, like, you know, white armor wrapped around. I say white, it's a bit of an off-white. Like you said, everything in this has a bit of a red tinge. I would say even the white does. But, yeah, and the armor, pretty simple armor overall. It just has that little gap on the front for letting the wire through, but otherwise just, you know, wraps around the arm kind of tightly. The hands are very Ipe hands where they look like they have, like, long pointy fingers. The knuckle guards are interesting because they actually have a unique knuckle guard instead of having just your standard plain one. It does have, like a pair of little bumps on it, like little knuckles, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just something interesting, which is nice. Always like when we don't just have the standard squares. Specifically, I would say Ipe likes to make the hand things be not just your standard, here's a square going over the hand.
I mean, I think a lot of what Ipe does that we find so appealing is for a gun designer, he often likes taking parts that people don't just sort of take for granted, and it's like, how can I make this more interesting?
Mm-hmm. For the waist here, we have a orange... sort of a front skirt on the top, but it's more just like a bar. It can move, like, up and down a little bit, but, you know, it's not really very much of a skirt. And then you have a,
Hyper Mega Cannon.
Front crotch is a thruster with a, and at the bottom of it does have, like, a point. Almost like a lightning bolt shape or something, like with the shape of it from the side. It's an interesting shape for the crotch piece here.
Like Yuma Lightning.
Yes.
I didn't get very much sleep, so my comments are all going to be super smart today.
The rear skirt, which is a little hard to see, actually has a design almost kind of similar to the head, which I find interesting. Like, It's this, like, flat plate that has some thrusters on the side and a little bit of panel lining detail.
Kind of doing the classic new shield a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No side skirts, because if you look at the legs, these are big legs. And the outer part of the legs have an attachment, which also serves a bit as armor. So the legs are, for the upper thigh, you've got this very flat armor, that kind of extends a little past where it connects into the lower leg. These are digitigrade legs, by the way, I should note. So when I say that, these legs look a little weird. But yeah, so the actual thigh armor, very, like, bare bones and just, like, flat armor. However, attached to the outside of either leg, you have this, kind of, like, it's basically a big, like, hook shot on either side, right? They are shot anchors, is what they are called. So it's like a, I'm trying to think of how to describe the shape. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's almost hexagonal. Yeah, it's got it's a weird shape. It's not quite hexagonal, but it has an overall hexagonal silhouette when you're looking at it from the side, and it's a bit it's stretched upward because it's covering the top and bottom of of the thigh.
And the way they're positioned, they're like more grabby slash Harkins.
Yeah. So they're just basically. You know, you have two openings that you can see the claws sticking out of, and they launch out on wires, and yeah, they are just little grabby claws. Which, you know, always like a grapple claw. Always think they're cool. So for the lower leg, you have a kind of a small initial lower leg, because, again, this is a digitigrade design. Well, I say it's a digitigrade design. It's a pseudo-digitigrade design. It's a little weird. So you see that part that looks like it would be like a leg there? That is all the joint. It's just got a lot of armor over it. So it turns the joint... It turns the double joint into what is essentially like a digitigrade leg. Like, if you look at the bare frame where it is standing straight up, like in this model photo... The thing is, it's never standing straight up, right? It always has the leg, like, reverse joint. But you can see, if it's standing straight up, that is actually just a double joint. It's just the double joint has armor that looks like a, you know, a leg segment. And also, you know, moves in ways that you don't normally have a double joint move on a Gunpla. Because the, you know, the lower leg can kick forward on it.
It's a drum frame.
Yes. every time. But yes, so yeah, so the joint, though, like I said, evoking like having like a lower leg armor there, does have a thruster, like a single very small vernier on the back, which is kind of fun. And then the actual lower leg, which looks like, you know, it's just extending into the foot, is a very like square piece of armor connecting into the joint there. It does have a piston on the back, and then also a cable on the outside connecting into the joint armor. The armor itself, that square strut that's coming out, has like a horn on it almost, is how I would describe that. You know, like a kind of... It just has a protrusion that is like a, you know, sharp... or almost like a fin or something, you know, sticking out of it forward. And then for the feet, you have two, like, it's basically like a singular piece of armor that's connecting into that strut, right? And the armor is thinner at the front, and then around the sides you have the, you know, it flares out and is also kind of hexagonal in shape, you know, protecting the sides of the part of the leg up there, and then also parts of the foot that are, you know, mechanical parts that you don't see. And then for the actual toes, you have a single big orange front toe that is a high toe and a high heel, basically. You have a high toe here that is a big orange piece of armor, almost looks like a shield has been turned into a toe. Has like a double, or like a little cut in the bottom of it, so it has like two points at the bottom. And then for the heel, just a big orange piece heel that is also just a high heel sticking down.
I'm not sure what the merit of this toe design is.
It grabs with them.
Really?
It grabs with the feet.
They look They don't look very flexible, but I guess that's just concealed underneath the armor. Okay.
Yeah, fair like, enough. Here, let me, find a, picture. I don't know if, oh, also, the, heel has a, fold-out, claw to help with the grabbing. See?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
Does have a fold-out claw. What do you mean, fair enough?
I don't know. I don't think it looks good.
Oh, say I like this. But I like claws.
I like claws. I think it looks clumsy.
Fair enough. Yeah, because... so
now you're saying.
Well, specifically, what he tries doing with this is he uses the feet to grab onto the top of the barbatos, and he's going to just swing down the scimitars, like, into it below him. Anyway, speaking of which, so for the backpack, you have an orange backpack, very boxy, has a bit of an overhang, like a square overhang, and has two thrusters below it, and then has a bit of orange armor, like, you know, protecting from the blast of the thrusters, it looks like, or for directing a little bit. Very simple, though.
Kind of a parody of a gym backpack.
Yeah, and then attached to either side is a hard point in which... the scimitars are stored, and the scimitars are, you know, curved swords. They are a little bit, the curve actually goes a little further than the handles, so that when these are both put onto the backpack, it forms a ring, which is pretty cool.
Also, the way the handles stick up are kind of a parody of the gym backpack.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's the Hugo. So, talking about the weapons, we mentioned the shot claws on the waist. Now, the problem with the shot claws, the hexaframe is, as you can kind of tell by its design, a bit more on the light side, right? Because it's got a, it's got very small armor. Even though, like, it's got a lot of armor put onto this frame, it's kind of skinny still. Like, for an IBO design even, this design feels a bit skinny. And, as they learn, shooting the shot claws at, for instance, a Gundam is a bad idea. Because it can just swing them by the shot claws. Doesn't go good for
them. Same ideal.
Yeah. Then yeah, it has the leg claws. It has the head missiles, which apparently contain napalm. The scimitars, which are also known as the Engetsutos. This has been apparently their standard equipment since the Calamity War. They can be used to parry and entangle enemy weapons, as well as damage enemy units, just because they have high mass. And I was going to say, these are called scimitars. These are less bladed swords and more smashing weapons.
Sure, given their blade design. IBO classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does have a 110mm machine gun. You can see it in the details there. It's a pretty simple machine gun design. It's just got a... It's a kind of... just a very simple one, right? You've got a small barrel, a kind of rounded bit on it's rounded at the top and bottom, otherwise it feels square though. It's got a bit of a stock on the back of it, a very simple clip mechanism at the front, you know, very simple trigger and handle and all that. Very, very basic gun. It is a 110mm machine gun. There is a Buster Sword. The Buster Sword is, if I remember right, is that used by the other guy? Yeah, the other Doncor guys. Let me see if I can find like a model of it. But you can see it in the comments. So it's a big sword that has an extra handle in the back for like helping force it into a target, I guess.
And you do that instead of the scimitars because they both mount on the side of the backpack.
Yeah. Okay, this came with one of the, IBO weapon packs, of course. That makes sense. Very first one for season two, which, given how early these appear, that also makes sense. You can see it on the left. But yeah. Then, let's see.
That kid also has the 300mm rifle.
Yep.
Long rifle.
Yep. So there's a 300mm long rifle. It is just, it almost... looks like the same as the 100mm rifle, but it, like the barrel's been extended and it's been given a banana clip. It's also, is it underslung, actually? I can't tell if that's meant... No, it's a top-loaded banana clip, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What a weird gun.
Those don't look like 300mm rounds to me, but okay.
Look, it's fine.
That's a pretty slender clip.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very strange one. But yeah, and then it's got a little side handle that can pop up. But not the most impressive loadout of weapons, but to be fair, these are used by basically, like I said, a pirate group.
These are fun jobbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do like these designs though. Like I said, I like the Hugo. I wish the Hexaframe got used more.
I feel like it doesn't quite get there for me, but I like a lot about it.
That's fair. Let's see though. Okay, so the problem would be we would just be done here is the issue normally. But I don't want to be done here. So give me one second. I need to find the list of frames IBO.
Oh, here, I got you.
Okay.
Post this for you.
Yeah, the list
yeah,
of
post. There are a couple of other hexes.
Yeah, there might be even more. Oh, actually, before we move on to those, I will say I do have a couple of pictures of early versions of this suit, which are interesting. So let me pull up the art book real quick, and I'll link you those. That way we can put them in the other thing, in the show notes. Mainly because the head seems to be the main thing that changes a lot on this design over time. So where is Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans? Is it Mechanical Works? Yes, there it is. Alright, let me find Ipe's section because it's in order of artist. There's Ebikawa and here's Ipe. So this design went through a couple of incarnations, some I think cooler than the final product. For instance, the very first version of this is actually my favorite. Check out the earliest version of this. Actually, let me,
oh, that's way cooler.
I'm going to zoom in a bit, actually. So I'm wondering if he was told maybe to tone it down or something because,
probably because that'd be hard to draw.
Well, also it's used by the jobbers and yet it's got this cool devil head. Instead of having the rocket claws, it has wired magnetic anchors instead that have a little thruster on it.
The same, the rifle looks the same, except for now it has a vertically stacked, like, double barrel shotgun barrel.
And actually, do you see the cartridges too? It's definitely a shotgun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which actually makes more sense for having, like, a weird banana clip design if it was, like, a weird space shotgun. Rather than just saying it's 300 millimeters. I think this is actually the coolest version of the design, and I love that it has, like, the head has changed in such a way that it looks like it has, like, almost like horns, right? Like, it, for its profile, even though you look at it and it's more like it has a disc or something around the head, but...
Or like a hat.
Mm-hmm, and it has these little, like, slit, pink eyes with a black around them. Very Ipe, right? This looks like this could be a G-Reiko design is the thing too, right? Like the thing I get out of it. Then we have the second version of the design. And again, I wonder if he had to simplify it because this is pretty close to the final, but you'll notice one major change when you look at the right. The head and the chest armor are not the same. Originally the head was meant to be able to still look left and right, and the idea would be when it's looking forward, it would look like it's part of the chest armor, which I actually think is a little more visually interesting. I do wonder if it was maybe, like, awkward to draw or something too, right? Because, you know, you would have to draw the head being obstructed. I don't know why they went with changing it, but it's unfortunate because I like the earlier two versions better than the final. They all have my favorite features from the final too, right? Like, they all have the same legs that I like, just the general shape of the legs, and they all have the scimitars, which I think are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just an interesting one, though, seeing, like, the earlier versions of the design.
Also, both of them, the feet, like, the toes are much smaller in a way that I think works for me way better. Like, that's the fair. Idea, that's part of what makes me, like, not like that they're, I forget the term I want for this, but they're grabby when they're so big and clumsy looking.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. All right. So the next one that is also from IBO Season 2, we have the Gilda. The Gildas are seen initially when they are fought by the Vidar, and they get absolutely fucking destroyed.
They don't exactly Gilda as good as they get.
So, the Gilda is a worker suit. based on the Hugo. Or, based on the Hexaframe. Unlike the Hugo, it has standard leg joints. Also, the Hugo, I should have mentioned, is a space-only suit. It is not able to actually hold itself up under gravity too well because of the leg type. Now, I believe... Does this actually have... Yes, so funny thing. They actually have two different Hexaframe designs, if you look. The Gilda's and the Hugo's... It's specifically just the way the joint and the lower leg is arranged. It's just one of them is more normal. I will admit, I do have to wonder if they were just like, Ipe, you can't keep making weird reverse joint things. Make a normal one out of what you made the Hugos out of or something. It's because it's like the weirdest frame. I totally get why it's the most underused. But yeah. Anyway, the Gilda was used, you know, in space colonies and whatnot, and for worker stuff. During an independence movement, the Gildas are used by riding colony workers, and the war tools become weapons due to urgency, but they are not really weapons, and they get, like I said, fucking wrecked by the Vidar. They had crowbars and wire guns. So, looking at the design, though, you can see the same head type as the Hugo underneath, but the head is now... It's still taking up, like, both the head and the front torso armor, but now, the way it is, the little head in there just has to move around independently, and the armor has to be static, because there's no way that armor can move, left and right. Which, to be fair, is kind of a neat thing in and of itself. It also fits for this being, like, a worker mobile suit, and just being kind of, like, simpler. The torso armor, it is a bit more armored, has some front vents on either side, and it's like a double stack of vents. One is on the area where the arms are connected into, and then there's like another piece of armor below that. Then you can see some visible frame. The shoulders are rounded, flat on top. They have a bunch of thrusters on them, one on the outside, and then it looks like it has these little cuts, which I would assume... on the front and back are probably, like, maneuvering thrusters. It does also have just a bit of armor cut away at the top of it. Same upper arm and lower arm as the Hugo, basically. Might have slightly chunkier or lower arms, but very similar design, I will say, for the armor. It still has, like, the wire sticking out and everything. For the crotch plate, the front crotch plate is not as elaborate as on the Hugo. It's basically just a plate with a thruster on the bottom of it. The rear tail armor is also a bit different. It is now a big triangle, with a couple of, it's got a hole in the bottom, and then on the top it's got these two bumps that are sticking out, and they each have, like, a vertical hole. Might be for mounting weapons, or, I say weapons, mounting tools, or whatever. But yeah, for the legs, the upper thigh, very square, no skirt on the side, no front skirts either, I should note. Just a big square block of armor. It does have a little bit sticking out of the side with, like, a hole in there. Again, could be a maneuvering thruster, who knows. The back of the leg, no detail looking at the back of it either. Very simple, like, design overall. For the upper part, for the lower leg, you got the... Or, initially, you have the joint, and the joint has a knee armor, you know, connected into that. The knee armor juts out a bit at the front, tapers when it starts going towards either the thigh or the calf. Pretty simple knee armor design as well. For the lower leg, you've got armor over the front of the frame there, and a little bit around the back. So the area that wraps around the back has two intakes on the front and a single big thruster on the back. Then it's got a little bit of armor that, like, extends down and protects the joint there. Though not a lot, but again, these are not meant for actual, like, combat. These are workers. And you can see there's also a piston that connects into the foot apparatus there. And then the feet are, there's a very simple rear heel, and then the front toe is, like, a bit of armor and then a extra, you know, bit on the bottom, like a little soul.
It's very cute because this is, if you see the frame, you can see, you know, as you say, the only change between this and the,
Hugo.
Yes, thank you, my brain just stopped, is that connection to the lower leg. And so they have identical feet. It has those claw feet under the frame, but they've managed to make them into these frumpy looking shoes, and I think it's very cute.
Mm-hmm. And then you have, a huge backpack that technically connects to part of the head. That's the thing, is like the head and the backpack and the front of the torso armor are all one thing. It's like it's wearing, like, it's like a guy wearing a suit, right? Like, it makes it look like that with that little head in there. Mm-hmm. And then the backpack is pretty large and has two pretty large thrusters on the bottom of it too, actually. It also has a little mounting point that can pop out, and the version that is on the website by default, you can see the crowbar, the giant crowbar latched in there, which, you know, I always love when they scale up tools for mobile suit use, so you just have a giant crowbar with an extendable handle. Might be for winching something out or something, I don't know.
This thing's just a friend. I hope Galio's really proud that he was a strike breaker. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Wire guns that these have, so I mentioned the crowbar, it has the crowbar. They also have wire guns. The wire gun fires a wired anchor, and it has a nail at the tip with three thrusters. And basically, rather than firing it into the opponent, though, I imagine the idea would be you'd use it to wrap around. Now, there were Gildas that we see in the past that attacked Nazi Turbine's ship. I believe these were not worker ones. These are actual ones. Hence why they have 90mm submachine guns, though. I'm curious which ones those are. Oh, I can see them down here. Okay. Okay, it looks like the 90mm machine gun is the same one from the Hugo, it looks like.
Okay.
It looks a little weirdly animated, but that whole frame is weirdly animated, so... But looking at the actual design...
Some Melton Katra vibes up in here.
Yeah.
For this Gilda.
Now, the sword club, stored on the back. Let me see. I don't see the sword club.
You can see it's the last image in the gallery.
Oh, very last one. Ah, yes. Oh, that's a pretty cool one, actually. I also like the way that, you can see the head rotating in there. It's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because those Gildas don't have the same head. Even though they're supposedly just regular Gildas, they have different chest armor, actually. And the head. They don't have the whole wraparound thing.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Huh. I guess the problem is they're probably just customized Gildas, so they don't get their own article, which is annoying, but whatever.
Gilda Kai.
Yeah. We do have several Gilda variants to talk about. We have the Gilda SAU, which is sourced by the Strategic Alliance Union. And
this is probably, judging by the way this is laid out, this is closer to what that.
Yeah, this actually looks way more like the ones, especially because if you look at the weapons, well, it has the sword club, though it has a different gun. It has a neat gun, though. All right, so this Gilda variant, we had just mentioned, does have the head is less overall, like, hooded and armored. It just has the head separate from the front armor. The head does have armor on the top of it. It looks like it may have Vulcans or something built in, and it looks like you can see, like, little bits of armor on the bottom of the head there. But it can actually, like, rotate the head. Still has the huge backpack, though. Still has the double chest vents, same arms. Looks like the legs are also the same, I believe. Let me double check. Yes, the legs are the same. Just changes the head and armaments, basically. The rifle it has is weird. They describe it here as a large handgun. It looks like it has a revolving cylinder. If you're looking at it in the art, which is pretty cool. Then you've got...
But it also, it looks like, I mean, the barrel is so centrally located that it's like, it's not like a revolver
it
cylinder.
It can't be a revolver, like, yeah.
It'd be like spinning to accelerate or something. I don't know.
Don't know.
The shot.
Then you have the sword club, which I will say the sword club, I think actually seeing the design more full here too, is pretty cool design. For just
like
a random melee weapon. Then also the shield pile, which is a small shield with dual pile bunkers in it, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't see much of this guy either in the show. This is the one I actually... This one I did forget about.
It's a cool design, though. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. It's... Yeah. Alright, and then we have, finally... This is from Urder Hunt, which is, you know, the phone game. We have the Gilda Python, and this motherfucker is...
Believes in the sign of Zeta.
Yes, and this is, in itself, a better version of the SAU, so... It's an SAU with a unique face mask, and that's basically its main change other than the armaments. Though it looks like the... Yeah, and it still even has the same backpack, yeah. So, what the head has done is this motherfucker has a, like, white skull mask around the head with only, like, one little bit of the visor exposed.
It is like a...
Looks cool, though.
Like one of, like, the special space marines from 40K.
I also wonder if that mask opens for all the sensors, because you see how it has that weird, like, slit in the side of it, right? Like, that whole corner. I wonder if it, like, opens or something weird. That'd be cool. I like the mask, though. It's neat looking. Otherwise, it's a red and black version, though it has a... So, going off the earlier illustrations, I was like, well, it looks like a Hugo rifle, but bigger. This one's 110mm, though. I don't know. That rifle's a weird one. It looks, again, it's like the Hugo rifle, but it looks bigger than the Hugo rifle. It does also have two scimitars, though, on the back, and the scimitars are, as always, pretty cool. Just a neat little version of it.
I like that the scimitars are in white. That's neat.
Mm-hmm. Same with the gun, also like the which is really weird.
Yeah.
You don't usually get guns... You usually don't get weapons in white. You usually just get them in gray.
I also find the big white Z on it pretty fun. I know it's supposed to be the Zan clan, but I do just think of Zeta Gundam.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, before we move on, we do have some early versions of the Gilda, which, funnily enough, the earliest version... just gets split into the ones we have in the anime. They look a little different, like the head on the worker one is a bit more rounded and stuff. But, like, if you actually look at these, it's just the Gilda and Gilda SAU. It's pretty close to the final. Two different color schemes that basically he was trying to figure out.
He was like, is this a gym commander?
I do like also the, and I think the crowbars, it's about as big. It has the pile shield. I guess the main other difference is, these are, like, always a mixture of worker and mobile suit, because they have, like, the guns and pile bunkers, but also they have the crowbar. Then again, knowing the way this show is, they could have just decided, after the fact that the crowbar was a worker machine instead, or a worker, thing instead of a melee weapon, because this show just has melee weapons that are just things.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably what happened, is someone was like, this crowbar isn't military enough.
Mm-hmm. Alright, and then finally we have one last one, the Enzo. This is from IBO Urder Hunt as well. This one's a pretty cool one. This one I was excited for in the trailer, because again, I was like, oh, damn, hey, it's a hexaframe. It's a neat one. The design is... pretty drastically changed from the other ones overall, because like I said, the Gilda shares some parts with the Hugo. This does not at all. So what we have here is a hexa head, the three bar visor, but
who
with a
the
complete
fuck?
Helmet.
I'm looking at the pilot, Range Dubrisco, which is a fake ass name, and this boy just wears a poncho?
Mm-hmm. He also pilots the Gundam I really like later on in Urder Hunt. He pilots the Asmodee.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But the Enzo's...
All right, he just has...
What he did.
Like, I like the Asmodee, but he just has eccentric visual taste.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll stop interrupting.
The below the visor, though, it does have a little face mask that has three little holes in it. And then the head has... So... But with the mask looking like that and the head looking like this, with the head is armored all around, and it has a crest on the top of it that has, like, it's like a mohawk, kind of, but, like, you know, it's not all attached to the head, I guess. It's just, it's very helmet-like, though. I don't know, this thing always looks like a gladiator or something to me because of this.
Sure,
especially
yeah.
because of the mask having, like, the holes in it, and then, you know, the
and then, like, the
crest.
Really big shoulder kind of adding to that aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cool head, though. Mostly panel line details and whatnot, not a lot of function going on, just, you know, ornate horn in the middle, the three eyes, you have the face mask, etc. When you move on to the torso is pretty fully armored, still has the usual IBO thing of, hey, we're gonna have the middle part, you know, part of the frame exposed, but, you know, a lot of the, you have a lot of armor, though, around it. You have, it's mostly, I would say this one's also kind of like a blue, but it's like Vargale blue, which I guess is purple, but it's, I don't want to call it purple.
I mean, this is extremely purple.
It's like indigo. It doesn't feel as purple as I want it to be.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think you're totally off base, but you cannot call this blue.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, purple, it's got orange on the chest. The orange, very, I should say a very red orange, though. It's not like, it's more on the red end of orange. Got two bumps of armor, though, on the top that are in that orange. You've got mostly purple armor, though. I like the way it wraps around the torso there, because it's more rounded mm-hmm. there. It just looks cool. Has a little section at the bottom of the torso, again, wrapped around, that has two little intakes or, like, possibly vents on it, which is cool.
You know, that the thing that I've put together, uh-huh. this kind of looks Tyranny.
Yeah.
At points.
Yeah, I could see that. The shields, as you, or the shoulders, as you mentioned, are basically two large shields. Like, you have a, so you've got the shoulder armor that is rounded, that goes around, you know, the perimeter of the shoulder where it connects into the arm. But then on the outside of it, it has the, you know, bigger, more angular shield sticking down, out of it. On either side. The shields are asymmetrical in design. One of them is orange and the other is purple. Just the cool asymmetry, but otherwise their design is the same. And the one shield, or the one shoulder, does have like a I guess it's a double X? I don't know what that's supposed to be, actually, for that decal.
Hmm.
I don't know how I want to read that.
I guess... I guess.
I don't know. Just has some lines. It has lines!
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like the way that these stick down, though. The shields that stick down go, you know, below the joint, covering part of the forearm. For the upper arm, hey, we've gone back to squares. Finally back to squares again, after all the other ones had circles. So, very boxy, though. It's not just like your boring square. It's very boxy and... I like the way it looks for the upper arm there.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a it looks like the joint. I'm trying to see if the joint is covered. It's a little hard to see because of the art. Okay, yes. Yeah, so the forearms have a big elbow that wraps around the joint. And the forearms also, you know, very square. Still have the little wire bit of the frame sticking out on the outside of the wrist there. The hands are the Hugo hands, but instead of rounded knuckles, they have square knuckles, which I think is funny. Everything has become square on this. For the crotch, you actually have two front skirts instead of a bar or none, like the earlier ones. Still very tiny. Two very tiny front skirts that have a double set of thrusters in them. The thrusters are weird because they're like a teal color on the inside. Also has one on the crotch below. The legs being on this frame means it doesn't have any side skirts, just has, you know, big legs. Should note that it does have a rear skirt that also has two thrusters on it. Very simple rear skirt. The thighs, nothing too special. They do have some vents on the top. They look long, but again, it's because these aren't covered at all, so you just see the whole ass leg.
Mm-hmm.
get a little bit of lining on the front of it. They do have little latches on the sides for the weapon on this friend, which is, in this case, looks to be just, like, two little, like, I guess, yeah, they're called tomahawks, so, okay.
Yeah, they combine.
Ah, okay, that would explain.
But you can use them individually. They're just, like, big, they're big, heavy blades with handles in the middle of them.
Yeah. For the knees, you got knees with, little vents pointing downward. I say a little, they actually go up pretty far now that I look at them. The sides of the legs, you've got little intakes, going into the back where you have a, you have a thruster with, like, a bit of armor wrapped around the top of it there on the back of the leg. You get a big orange piece of armor on the front below the knees, going all the way down to where the, armor ends, or where the leg ends there. Has not really a bell-bottom look, but the way the pants flare out at the bottom is a little, is a little different from the earlier ones.
Mm-hmm. Distinctive.
Yep. And then for the feet, as with all of the, hexaframes, you've got the two-part feet where you've got, like, a toe. In this case, a toe that is just kind of still, you know, a high toe. It's kicked down. The toe itself has a big guard around it, which is interesting. And you can see it's like a floating guard. So it's like where you would put a Gundam ankle guard, but it's on the, it's a connected around the front toe, which I guess for the hexaframe, you kind of have to do if you want to have an ankle guard. It just looks a little weird. It has some vents on the front of that. And then it has a big orange heel on the back that looks like it has a thruster located and set on the back of it, pointing down. Moving on to the backpack, a very simple backpack. It's a bit rounded on the top. You've got two thrusters pointing downward, and then you've got two different mounting points. For the one side, it has a shotgun mounted on it. Then on the other side, it has the triple rock breaker, which is, so you can kind of see from the side, this has a subarm that it's connected into. Mm-hmm. There. This is just a triple pile bunker that he can, like, arrange where it's aimed, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I just assumed it was, like, a dart shooter, but...
No, okay. No, these are just pile bunkers. It's just, move the arm underneath your arm, hold it like a Vesper, I guess, and fucking blah, blah, blah.
Huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, already mentioned all the armaments since they all appear on it, but it has the double tomahawk, as you mentioned. Has a shotgun mounted on the backpack. It's an interesting shotgun design because it doesn't have any stock whatsoever, which I guess shotguns don't ever have stocks usually, I guess. It's just weird seeing a mobile suit weapon like that, right?
Lots of shotguns have stocks.
Okay, lots of them do. I'm thinking of sawed-offs. I'm thinking of video games is why.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of, like, modern ones, like military ones have, like, a folding stock, but, like, usually they have stocks because shotguns have a hell of a lot of kick.
I'm a complete dummy and realizing, right, I play too many video games, so when I think of a shotgun, I think of a sawn-off shotgun by default, which is not what a normal shotgun is.
I think it is uncommon for mobile suit shotguns to have stocks because stocks don't really have a point for mobile suits because the recoil is never that severe.
Or you have, like, the... Camphor one where sometimes it has a stock, sometimes it doesn't.
It's true.
Does have a square clip, which is just seeing a shotgun with, like, a big square clip on the bottom also looks a little bit funny to me.
Now, Dylan, I've taught you better than this.
A big square what?
It's a box magazine.
Box magazine, sorry. Yes. Anyway. But yeah, it does have a pump action. Interesting shotgun shape, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. The Enzo, this is a neat little guy. I'm glad they finally made another hexaframe. Funny, though, because can't imagine he uses it for that long, considering he gets the asthma day later.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, I wonder if that's why the asthma day has the pile bunkers on the arms also, because he also had pile bunkers on this, because who knows if that's what the asthma day originally looked like, because half the time the Gundam frames were changed from the beginning anyway. But yeah, Well, I don't know. That's all. Still a pretty quick episode overall, I think. Still yeah. under an hour, but hey, we covered a whole bunch of these little guys. Six, do we have any questions or anything?
Nope, nothing at the moment.
Okay, well, dang. Guess we're done. All right, Six, online, where can people find you? And your work? And all that.
You can find me on Twitter and co-host at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. My DMs are open for any questions, comments, listener requests. You can also find my work at scanlymedia.com or patreon.com to scanlymedia. I'm finding very funny, you know, sometimes I see the, like, the, you know, what else has, you know, been posted recently stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's Gundam F91, mm-hmm. the movie with the titular F91 Gundam F91.
Yes.
And then they
were
like,
I assumed it was a different F91. Actually.
Oh, okay. All right. So. Fair enough. Well, no, this is actually the one I meant. And then someone was like, but where did all this tech come from? Introducing the Gundam F90. And they did a whole bunch of stuff with the Gundam F90. And apparently, afterwards, they were like, but where did all of this tech come from? Introducing the Gundam F89. Are we just going to count down until we reach one? What are we doing?
Now, to be fair, comma, F90 actually came out before F91.
Really?
It came out in 1990 in September 1st. It was a promo series for F91.
Huh.
Yes.
Well, this was invented for
fast. Now, F89 is later.
Definitely didn't.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying the F90, though, actually comes first. A lot of people assume it's a side story of F91, which I guess is technically true, but it comes before F91, which actually makes it thematically appropriate because it comes out in 1990 and it's F90, and then F91 doesn't come out till 1990.
Oh my god!
Yeah. What? Did you not know
that?
Did
you know? Did you know? Did you know who the head of these projects is?
Who?
The head of SNRI is Job John.
Oh, it's Job John. Yeah. Doesn't he go by a different
what?
Name?
What?
I forget.
Not that I can tell.
Okay. Yeah, like Job John. Job I know. John. I knew Job John appears in a fucking Crossbone or something. Or so I'm not too surprised. I guess he was also an F90. Okay. Yeah, I always forget.
Why is this happening to me?
Yeah, he looks like a nightmare old man. Like, I've never read F90, I'll be honest. It's like one volume. But there he is. He's so fucking old now.
He looks like a fucking, like, overly detailed Lupin the Third character. Alright.
Yeah.
Well.
And you can find me on Twitter at LowPolyRobot. And you can find me on co-host at LowPolyRobot, and I guess Blue Sky, but, you know, not gonna, I don't really use it, but whatever. Look, I'm tired. Anyway. Yeah.
Kika deserved better. Peace.
Wait, is he married to Kika?
No, Kika showed up to explain to him that Amuro was cool, actually.
Oh, God. I do like that the Gundam Wiki has this like one frame of Job John where he looks like he came out of a different anime, fucking fell out of Rose of Versailles. Right. Peace.
One of Oscar's like 100,000 reply guys. So we